South Dakota Bankers Association Legislative Update. Week 3, 97th Legislative Session. Thursday, January 27, concluded Week 3 of the 97th South Dakota Legislative Session. Thursday also marked the deadline for legislators to file an unlimited number of bills, bringing the total number of bills filed to 445 by the end of Thursday, an increase of 236 new bills filed since the same time last week. From this point forward, each legislator can now file up to 3 more bills by Wednesday, February 2nd, and committee bills must be filed by Thursday, February 3rd. As another point of reference, the total number of House and Senate bills filed during the entire 2021 session totaled 478 bills. With the final deadline still a few days away, it appears the legislature is on pace to exceed the number of bills filed in 2021. State of the state highlights. The governor emphasized projects among 47 filed appropriation bills she is supporting for an approximate $1.4 billion in one-time federal and state spending projects. A few notable projects include allocating $600 million to modernize the aging water, wastewater, and stormwater infrastructure across South Dakota, appropriating approximately $10 million for the expansion of Custer State Park, $7.5 million for the building of an advanced manufacturing laboratory on the campus of Lake Area Technical College, and nearly $70 million for the construction of a new state public health laboratory, and approximately $200 million to increase workforce housing across South Dakota. Legislative news, House Bill 1002. This bill is an act to revise certain provisions regarding the investments authorized for state public funds brought by the State Investment Council. This allows the expansion of state public funds invested by the State Investment Council, where the permanent school and other educational and charitable trust funds, state cement plant trust funds, and the health care and education trust funds are invested. House Bill 1008. This bill is an act to provide a cause of action for employees that are required to receive a vaccination as a condition of employment, the ability to bring a claim against an employer for damages or for injuries or illness brought by the vaccine. The SDBA Board of Directors has authorized the SDBA to advocate against this bill. House Bill 1085. This bill is an act to expand the eligibility for a small estate probate. The intent is to expand the value of the entire estate, wherever located, less liens and encumbrances, that does not exceed $100,000, a change from a $50,000 threshold. House Bill 1061. This bill would codify an advisory committee for the appraisal certification program. The SDBA continues to monitor this legislation. House Bill 1115. This bill is to allow succession to real estate by affidavit. We have been tasked with opposing this bill by the SDBA Board of Directors as there are concerns regarding clear title. Senate Bill 30. This bill is to add Juneteenth as a state holiday. The 19th day of June is commonly known as Juneteenth. Senate Bill 53. This bill is to make an appropriation to increase workforce housing across South Dakota. This bill would appropriate $200 million from state and federal funds to increase the housing supply across South Dakota. Senate Bill 65. This bill is an act to delineate or outline the proper uses for the South Dakota Housing Opportunity Fund in a way of new single and multifamily housing, substantial rehabilitation of existing housing, and homes to become more accessible to individuals with disabilities and to help prevent homelessness. Senate Bill 79. This bill is an act to clarify cross-references regarding powers of attorney. While we anticipate more bank-related bills to share in the weeks ahead, this summary concludes Week 3 of the 97th Legislative Session in Pierre. Again, we hope you can join us on February 9 in Pierre for the 2022 South Dakota Bankers State Legislative Day. Go to sdba.com and register now. Have a great week.